sweet and magnanimous. That is the characteristic of Navadvip. Sweet magnanimity. And magnanimous sweetness. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Like the other day, we take Sampradam.
Yes, but first we want to be with you.
I'm not doing very well, but still I must try to attend you. It is my duty to do so as much as I can. I think imperative duty.
As the other time.
Aage ka din matlab puri
in the morning.
Puri aalo dan tum ja hai. Hare Krishna.
Sometimes, just like Purnachandra, he got Harinam Diksha from Prabhupada, our Prabhupada. And I think he never, sometimes there are others like him, and then they got Prabhupada disappeared. So they took their Gayatri Mantra initiation from one of Prabhupada's disciples. So sometimes they want to know how they should regard their Gayatri Mantra Guru. And they ask the question, my relationship with my Harinam Guru is eternal. Is my relationship with my Gayatri Mantra Guru also eternal? Yes.
The first importance to Nama Guru, the second the initiation. But the Diksha Guru must have respect than all other disciples of Prabhupada. First honor to Prabhupada, Nama Guru, Guru of Guru, and the second honor to the Diksha Guru, and the rest accommodating according to their status will be accommodated. Jiva Goswami has written, Jiva Goswami, the name is the principal thing in the mantra also. So many other words, the name is the most important. Suppose if the name taken away, another name is put, the whole thing is rotten. In this way, he has judged, gave his decision. The name is all in all. In the mantra, the name is there, Krishna Nam is there, and so many other words couched. But if Krishna taken away and the Shiva is put there, the whole thing will come to Shiva. So name is all important factor. So Nama Guru, even mantra may not be necessary. Jayati Jayati Nama Ananda Rupam Murari. No. That's Lakhi Horse. No Dikshang Naja Purascharya Monagi Khati Mantruyam Rasanaspi Bhadati Sri Krishna Nama Atmaka. Namatmaka, mantra. Govinda Maharaj?
Again?
O Suruktaki? No Dikshan, no Satkriyan, no Purashtya Jyamanagi Khati Kariya. Lokhi Dhari. Anyhow, name is the most important. Even mantra may not be necessary. But mantram we accept only to help the Nam Bhajan. Otherwise, it may not be necessary at all. It has been judged in such a way. Only name can do everything for a person, the full thing. But to help the Naam Bhajan, to do away with the Aparadham and Abhasam, the mantra comes to help us. Only this much. I showed once the biggest surname from the lowest to the highest. And the mantra circle is in the middle. From the lowest, mantra cannot go, name can go to the lowest portion. Hmm. And the name, mantra only finishes up to salvation, emancipation. And then name goes, no mantra. This is mantra and name's connection. From the lowest position, Chandal, Javan, everyone can receive mantra, namo, but all not eligible for mantra. After nam, a little developed stage, mantra may be conferred. And the mantra's jurisdiction will be finished when emancipation is attained. Krishna mantra haite have samsar mochan, Krishna nam haite bhave Krishna charan. In Charitamrita Upasatsi we have found Krishna mantra haite have samsar mochan. To help our emancipation, mantra is necessary. And then mantra finished, its function gone after giving us emancipation. But the name will continue all along. From the lowest to the highest, name is only name, Sambodhan, no mention of any application, I want this, that, it. Only name, automatic, spontaneous, that will encourage every good with in us, name, Uddipana. But mantras are limited. Function limited mantra. So name is all important. Namaguru will have the first honor, and the next mantra guru, and then other Vaishnava.
How should the devotee who has taken initiation, second initiation, should he regard his Gayatri mantra guru as a god brother or as a guru?
Achinta Hidarit. Generally, guru, according to his present stage. But if he transcends, he goes to his previous history, then he will see something like God, brother. But generally, in his present stage, he will see as guru. And on the background, God brother. Direct connection, guru. On the background is God brother. And that may be the estimation.
And sometimes they ask, will my relationship, just as you said, the Harinam continues after the liberated condition. So does the Gayatri Mantra Guru continue any activity with the devotee beyond the point of liberation? In other words, is the relationship with Gayatri Mantra Guru also to be considered eternal, or only the Harinam Guru relationship?
I can't follow.
Do you understand?
Harinam Guru are Mantra Guru. এখন হরিনাম তো সেই সর্বোপরি চলে যাচ্ছেন,
মুক্ত হয়ে যাওয়ার পরে তখন কি গায়ত্রী গুরু থাকবে নাকি?
সেখানে আপনার এই দীক্ষা গুরু যিনি মন্ত্র গুরু, তার সেখানে কি রয়েছেন? সেখানে কি
দেন
দে আর দি নেম উইল বি অন দি ব্যাকগ্রাউন্ড এন্ড দেয়ার আদার ফাংশন অফ সার্ভিসেস উইল কাম ইন দি ফ্রন্ট. When they will enter the domain, they will give him some function there in the service of Krishna. and that will be very conspicuous, prominent, and the name will be in the background there at that position. When you went to a particular group in particular raso, a sokha raso, you say, then he will come under a specific duty, Shubhag, under Shubhag or Baladev or anyone, and he will be given a sort of duties to be discharged. That will be the first important, and the name will be in the background. It will help. It will have to energy. And there the guru, there the guru will be this Nama Guru, and the guru will be in all gurus, but still there is hierarchy. And the immediate, it is a family life. The guru's guru is there, but he will be under his own boss. And he has got his boss in this way, but he will receive direction from his immediate higher position. In this way, the hierarchy is there, and he will be there, he will be, it will be transformed into that sort of function. The guru, all gurus, their hierarchy. I mean, I am under some servitor, and my immediate duty will be to attend him, his orders. In this way, it will be transformed there. Am I clear?
Oh, yes, now it is clear.
Yes.
Another question.
Yes.
That when the jiva,
when the jiva
falls down into this material world from the spiritual world, does he first, it is sometimes we have heard that his first birth is as Brahma, and then he takes different types of births. Then other times we have heard other things. In what type of birth does the soul first take its birth when it falls from the spiritual world?
It's a broad question, you see. Classes. Generally, jeeva does not fall down from Vaikuntha or Goloka. Generally, the jeeva, the source of the fallen jeeva is Brahmaloka, the Tatastha Loka, the product, of Tatastha Shakti. That can fill up this Brahmanda jiva. From there, from Sivatta it may come to Brahmatta, Brahma. And gradually it may come down, general question. And in higher circle vision, that is also seen that Goloka servitors and Vaikuntha servitors, they are also seen to be within the jurisdiction of Brahmanda, but that is only a play, Leela. When they come from that plane, that is to be considered as Leela for some time, before Lambha, for separation. It is necessary for them, anyhow, they come and they go. This is one class. And another class comes from that ordinary class comes from Tatastha Loka, Brahma Loka, not from Vaikuntha, not from that area. And there, under Maya, the first position will be like that of Brahma. And then, of course, according to karma, they will be mingled. And the karma will decide their up and down life.
First will be like the position of Brahma?
Deviation, first deviation is me. Sadharmanishta sadajanma vipraman virinchita meti tataparam himam udhyakritam bhagavatutha vaishnavam padam yasaham vivudha kalachkai. In Bhagavatam, Mahadev says, Shiva Mahadev says, sadharmanishta sadajanma vipraman virinchita meti. If one discharges duty of varnasram dharma perfectly for 100 lives, then he attains the post of a Brahma. Sadharmanishta sadajanma vipraman virinchitam eti. He comes to the position of Brahma. Tataparam himam. Then progressing, next he comes to my position. What is that? Udhyakritam, mam udhyakritam, not very differentiative character, Mahadeva. Brahma, this side and that side. In the my side, some differentiative character, that is Rudra, and the other side of the Brahmaloka, differentiative character, that is Bhakta Shiva, Mahavishnu. Hare Krishna.
We want to clarify some details on your description which you have just given. When you say Brahma Loka, what exactly is that Brahma Loka?
Brahma Loka and Brahma. These two things separate. Brahma is already a person in the connection with Maya. And Brahma, the non-differentiated marginal plane, where you cannot differentiate it, but that is the source of many. A jiva soul is a particle. And a plane consists of many particles, and we cannot differentiate them. They are in one and the same plane, non-differentiated character.
Brahma Jyoti.
Brahma Jyoti. Jyoti. And Jyoti is kona hocche jiva. Jiva soul means an atom in the Jyoti. Jyoti. Kiran kon. Surya. Surya. And Surya kiran and pencil of ray. So the Jyoti, the Brahmaloka is is a product of so many atom, jyoti atomic, jyoti atom. Many atoms of jyoti makes the seat of Brahmaloka. So generally from Brahmaloka, and that is a living thing, growing thing, and from there the supply of the jiva soul. Jayidam dhajyati jagat in Bhagavad Gita. Apara yang, para apara shakti. Apara shakti, the world made up, and the para shakti that is Brahma Loka. Jiva soul. Samashti jiva soul. And jayidam dhajyati jagat. And these two mixed, they are just as the gas and the iron machine continuing. Railway engine, other things, either electricity or gas, and the body of iron and steel and working. So jiva soul, and that is the atom, conscious atom, that is within, and the apara shakti, khitaptej moribbom, that is out, and the machine is working. With the help of these two, jayidam dhajyati yagat. That parashakti is jiva, That is Tatastha. And Antaranga Shakti is not mentioned here. That is included in the in Bhagavan himself. Mm-hmm.
So generally the jivas who are here in this world have come from that Brahmaloka.
Brahmaloka.
They have no experience as yet of Goloka.
Or because jadgata no nivartante tad dhamo paramamo. If jiva catches the current, the incurring current, then he is not to come back. Mm. But they also come back as if in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, etc. The Radharani Shubha, they are playing and they are casting each other and they have to come here in the Matya Loka. This is all play. This is Lila. They sometimes come here, but they are not overpowered by Maya.
No.
Mm. They are seen here, but they have come to form of play. They have come here. Mm? No. That is another thing, and this is another thing.
When
even it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, Jiva Goswami has decided, discussed and decided that in the womb of the mother, in the 7 months in the womb, the child can see the Lord. Mm. See the Lord and he 100 previous births come to his memory at the time. And he promises, I won't, in this present birth, I won't mix with Maya, but I shall try to to go to you with devotion, etc. But janama haido pari maya jale na haido gyanu lavo. As soon as he gets out of the womb, he forgets everything. There Jiva Goswami says, not all jiva soul, it is not the case with all the jiva soul that they must see in the 7 months in the womb Bhagavan. Once one can have darshan of Bhagavan, he never comes down in this world.
So they all see or they don't see?
No, not all of them.
Hmm?
It is a rare thing.
Hmm?
It is very rare to see Bhagavan within the womb of the mother. A rare thing.
Only particular jiva has got such experience, and those that have got such experience, they never comes down. They would have to go up. Because if that is true, that he has got a real darshan, then Maya cannot catch him. That is given by Jiva Goswami. How it is possible that once you have got darshan of Bhagavan, how he can come down? But janama haido pari maya jale na haido gyanu lavo. In some cases, when the darshan is very vague and meager, it may take place.
Mm.
But generally,
he'll come out, he'll take birth.
In
which case?
When it's vague and meager.
In that case, it may be again covered. And then taking any least chance of help, then they would go up.
But if they go up and they were in the womb of mother, what if...
No. What
happens
about the soul? I'm talking of the soul, not the body. Body is there. Gradually they will go up and then when emancipated, then only they can live without body.
Oh, so they will take birth, but in divine consciousness.
Yes, but divine consciousness will be have superior position, and they won't interfere with the Maya world like Jal Bharat and others. They will be here, but they will not mix much with the mic affairs, they would go up gradually with the help of the sadhu and shastra. And their internal connections, revealed advices go up.
When the jiva, when the body dies, not the jiva, when someone dies,
yes,
they are taken to the court of Yamaraj.
Yes, not all. There are exceptions. You know.
And what are those exceptions?
Exceptions, they do have the chance of entering into Ananya Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. There the jurisdiction changes.
Supposing a devotee who has executed some devotional service, but
one who has come in connection with the guru of Shuddha Bhakti, he won't be produced to the Yamaraja. Oh, sure. His jurisdiction already changed. Oh. Whatever should be dealt with about him, that will come from Vaikuntha, and not from the judge of this mundane world, Yamaraja.
And if someone is under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, how long does it take until the jiva takes its next birth in the womb?
That is various in variegated cases, different cases differently. Generally, we may take that within 24 hours, the atma, the soul is taken to Yamaraja. Then with some jamin. Jamin means...
Jamin.
With a sort of bell, he is released. And then after 1 year, his case is taken up. And then he is judged, and the amount of sin and amount of good action is judged, and he is asked what he will take first, the narak or swarga. Do you like to enjoy the fruits of your good action first? If, of course, the amount is great of any good action or bad action, then he takes up in his own hand, he will go to the to suffer the results of your bad actions first, and then good action.
It must have time and space theory, Dr. Time and space theory, chetam aste parate.
Time and space theory?
I'm
a general case.
General
is what I say, but there are particular cases with urgent, just as in a court, say urgent case, that may be dealt urgently. Some may take, but after immediate after his death, he enters into Umbu. There are also particular cases are many. That Vasudeva says, we find in Bhagavatam that when Devaki is married and Vasudeva is taking away Devaki to his own house, Kamsa, he is taking the rein of the horses, he is conducting the chariot, and in the way there was Akashvani, a sudden sound came from the sky that Kamsa, he was relishing so much this occasional joy, taking with so cheerfulness your sister to her husband's house, but her eighth child will kill you twice or thrice. when this sound came from the sky, then Kamsa was enraged, and he took the hair by the hair, his sister by the hair, and about to cut his throat, her throat. Then Vasudeva came to protect her. What is this? You are a hero. Are you afraid of your death? What is? And you are not a coward. And in this way he began discussion. And then so you have no cause of fear from her, but her child. But you may, I assure you that the children will be given to your hand. You may do with them, but leave her. She is not going to kill you. Anyhow, at that time, Vasudev comes to talk about some philosophical line and says, before one is dead, his next life begins. Before one is dead, his next life begins. How? Now, when he is going to die, his previous actions in subtle form all rush and gather, and everyone demands the next birth I want. According to the intensity or their priority, they come to propose that the next chance I must get. So before the actual death, it is determined, and the idea catches him there. I have got position. Suppose anger or jealousy or some greed, so many propensities are within, and who gets the first chance, he takes possession of the Atma, and then he dies, and he takes him. The idea, taking possession of the idea, he goes to some society, his own society, and from there it comes to the physical plane. Suppose very much anger, the possession, the buffalo mentality takes possession. Very ferocious tiger mentality takes possession and takes him up in the tiger society, and then he comes with a tiger body. In this way, the Bharata, in the case of Bharata, he went to help the deer, but he left everything in his youthful life, left everything in his kingdom, and adopted a life of a sadhu. But when he is dying, he thought, if I die, this small deer would also die by without getting food. Only when he is thinking about that, his soul passed, and he had to become a deer. In that society he had to go. That thinking took him in there, and with a deer's body he came out.
What is that 1 year bail period? You use the, I don't know the Bengali word.
Because in the Karmakanda we find 1 year in suspension. And during that time, the rishis in the Vedas, Karmakanda, they say, you try to make some help. He leaves the property. And the successor of the holder of the property, he makes some arrangement to help the departed soul with pindodana. pindo dano, 1 year. 1 year, uloko pindo. After 1 year is completed, he's under suspense, help may be arranged for him, and then the stops and the final decision is taken in that way. Generally, in the Kadmakandi or Rishi, we find that process.
When do the...
But this is a general case.
Yeah.
Surmise.
Yeah.
They do. But there are particular instances according to the gravity of the situation. The judge does many things.
When do the hellish sufferings that are described in the Bhagavat, in the fifth canto, when does that, what period does that take place?
When the suffering also of different types according to the heinousness of the evil deed, they are classified, and the sufferings without physical body, just as in a dream, we may happy dream, we may also bad dream. In dream also we may suffer, in dream also we may feel pleasure. So without this body, our subtle body, when he feels eternal and intense pain, that is naraka. Not physical body, but in mental body.
Subtle body.
Mental body, continuous and intense suffering of different type, the different hell.
How long?
Without body.
How long?
According to the intensity, magnitude of the action, the judge, the Jamarajo, the controller, the administrator, he dispenses and he's forced to suffer like that. And in a pleasing dream, as we feel, there is a government. You see, in the mental world also there is a government, just as here is government in the physical world. So the body which we find within us in a dream, such astral body, there is a plane of so many astral bodies, and there is a government, and they are not, they are taken, the administration is there, and they are dealt with in that way. That is generally known as Pitri Loka or Preta Loka. Preta Loka. Preta Loka. Departed souls.
But now, sometimes after a person dies, the family members will invite us to do kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna. Now, will that help the departed soul?
Of course. Of course, that will help him in his connection. The benefit he may get in that way, we perform some body, and that vibration will go to help him. Higher help than an ordinary sraddha, bhagavat prasadam, if we confer. But get some good wishes also. Can help. Help the departed soul.
Now, when the soul falls from the Brahma Loka and takes birth in the material world, now is that soul's eternal rasa with Krishna in the spiritual world?
That soul?
Is that soul's particular relationship with Krishna in Goloka? Is that already fixed when that soul falls down?
You see, that is, everything has got some probability or prospect within him. So, if it is the dissection, analysis, then the prospect, just as Sharupa, after emancipation, one may go to Vaikuntha and no further. and one may go to Goloka, and there also different rasa. Some going to Vatsalya, some going to Sakya Madhura, some into Shanta Rasa. There is internal position, Sarupa, according to that, they are classified after emancipation. So also here, in the Mayic world also, according to that intrinsic probability, they may come down and where, what, this, that way. So, from first Brahma rank, he may come down, and he may go down to any extent, and the differentiation will also be there, but still he has got some innate permanent thing of prospect in him that will come to decide. Hello?
Now suppose a soul...
What was your question?
No, you answered it.
Answered, yes.
Now suppose the soul has the desire to become the mother of Krishna. The spiritual world.
Rank, motherly rank.
Yeah. But
not exactly mother. Mother is Yashoda fixed.
I see.
But in that rank.
Now
can you elaborate about that rank? In other words, Yashoda is Krishna's mother. So what do the others who are in that rank?
Helping in that camp in different ways. Helping her in Vatsalya Rasa.
Guru Vachuro Krishna ke dekhle, kade dugdha karan
hoche. It's coming to the... Now, just as when Krishna comes here, there are so many different households and families in Vrindavan. Now, in Golok, are there also many households with parents and children?
Of course, the whole thing comes here.
That's
also, it is still maintained there, and also a reflection, or not reflection, but substantial one, same, the vaibhav, extension comes here.
Now, when Krishna was here, after Brahma stole the cowherd boys and calves, he expanded into a duplicate set. And for 1 year, some of those elderly, they had the chance of having directly Krishna as their son. So does that sometimes happen in Golok?
Kaya buho. One can extend oneself in different places at the same time. Even a yogi, he is here and he can show himself in some other places also. They said the double. So, in the case of Krishna, it is not impossible that he may extend himself into many places, in many forms, and variegated nature. It is also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Dwaraka. Dwaraka, he had 16,000 wives or something like that, and he presented himself everywhere. And Narad is astonished to see that. And it is mentioned that kayabuho hoyde narader bishoy na hoy. The kayabuho of yogi, the extension of a yogi, siddha yogi, is of a limited character. For example, if he is standing here, his facsimile in another place, he would also stand. If he lies down, it would also lie. But in the case of Krishna, every every form can do independently. So, in different ways, in different manner, different types, he can extend his lila in any way. After all, we must think that we are limited and we are trying to talk of infinite, unlimited. So with this much modesty we must try to approach the thing, arukshaja. Everything may not come within my clutches, but as much as possible we can guess, we can have a peep into the approximate characteristic of the infinite.
Now, when Krishna came here,
yes,